time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Helper City Mayor Lanise Peterman. You know, we just put to bed the Arts Festival for another year. We're going to talk, just touch on that and find out how things went with that. And then we've got river restoration we need to talk about. We have got a windows project we're going to talk about. A lot of other things. And at the end, we'll wrap up just a touch because Christmas is just around the corner. And you can't have Christmas without Utah's Christmas town. So, Lanise, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
So, let's dive right in. First, I always like to start these conversations. How are things going in Helper right now?
They're going very well. We continue to work hard on our revitalization and chasing down grant funding for a variety of things. And we're getting some really positive results.
And one of the things that a lot of grants have gone to is the river restoration. And you're saying that that's going to start happening because it usually happens in the winter months is when they work on that. So what are we looking at this time around?
We're looking at removal of an obsolete dam up by Gelati's Pond. It traps fish. So this is about fish passage. So we will lower that dam. It's a 12-foot concrete dam. So we'll take it down and replace some natural boulders and return it to a more natural state that the fish can traverse basically up and down the river. And as with all of our river projects, they kick off in the fall winter time frame when the water is low and it's safe to actually get some heavy duty equipment into the river to move and do some things.
So if you live up there by Gelati's, you might be seeing some action in about a month or two, basically.
I would think so. We've got all of our permits lined up and you know, we'll go to bid on this phase because it's a significant one and hopefully have it awarded quickly and get to work definitely by November, December.
All right. So let's talk, backtrack just a bit. Let's talk about, because we had discussed it before we came on, how you said, yes, the weather kind of threw a wrench in it on Saturday, but in talking to the vendors and everything, you think might have been the most financially successful arts festival?
I think so. You know, a lot of the vendors communicated that after the storm, they actually had more patrons coming in and making purchases than they had previous to the storm. So I think that's really kind of what we do in Helper, is when these events happen, we show up and support. And I think that was evident both from the vendor perspective and from what we're seeing from the tentative financial numbers coming out of the festival. So that's really reassuring. And I love that our folks are resilient and come out and help when help's needed.
And on top of everything else, we're not going to let a little bit of rain spoil a party.
Oh, no. I'll take the rain over the wind any day.
Most definitely.
Okay.
All right. So now we've got a business survey that's coming to Helper that's going to kind of help maybe people that are running businesses, maybe people that are looking to open a business in Helper. So let's talk a little about that.
Sure. We have a Main Street America board, and they have been partnering with USU Eastern on the development of a business survey that we can distribute to local area businesses to find out what their gaps are. What do they need to be successful or to grow, to expand, or to even start up? So those surveys will be out shortly, and we're looking for a due date of October 1st. And it's really designed to work and partner with USU Eastern on what do business owners need? Do they need business plan help? Do they need startup capital? How do they get connected to get that? So we're just trying to identify those gaps, and then we'll come back with some supplemental training or direction to those people to help them build their business and to be successful.
So there's that coming up because, yeah, and Helper is kind of one of those places that it just seems like a lot of startups, a lot of homegrown mom-and-pop places just kind of start up and get going, and it's good to know where they can go to find that knowledge, and maybe they do need a little bit of help. That's a great, great idea. And so let's talk, before we get to the Christmas stuff, let's talk about the fact that the mining museum there is getting a little facelift.
Oh, absolutely. We're so excited to see the windows going in. The building was built in 1914, and the windows were in just not the best of shape at all. So I'm thrilled to see new windows going in. It will open up the museum because they have built-in UV protection, so we can have some natural light into the facility that will enhance the exhibits but protect them at the same time. And we're just so excited to see that happening.
And that'll kind of just be an ongoing, you said they just started, it'll be kind of ongoing until they get all of them replaced. Is that the goal?
I think we have a total of 35 that we're replacing. So
just kind of keep an eye out for that and go check that out. And if you've never been to the Helper Museum, head on up there and check it out. Plenty of great history about not just Helper, but the whole area too as well.
Absolutely.
All right. And we've got to wrap up on a high note, literally. And we're going to talk because, yes, it is still kind of summer, but it's very close. It's going to be here before we know it. It's Christmas time, and it's Helper, Utah's Christmas Town. And let's talk about that going on. Yeah, you said that the Vivaldi series will be coming back, and of course the parades and all that stuff.
So we love Christmas, and Christmas Town folks do just such an amazing job. So you can look for the light parade to happen December 2nd and 3rd, I think is the first weekend in December. They'll also have the craft festival and some other events prior to that in November. And, you know, we just love to dress up the town and show it off and turn on our lights. So, you know, I encourage everyone to look for those things and to come out and support them or throw in a float into the parade or whatnot.
That's the best part.
Absolutely.
Get in the parade and be involved in it. It's lots of fun. All right, Helper City Mayor Lenise Peterman, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today and kind of bringing us up to speed on everything Helper. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.